previously on Algoa FM.
On Algoa FM, Parlour Tones, Push Me to the Floor. I think at that time they felt inspired. I'd like to inspire you with a champion who's right from the heart of Algoa country, who's going to represent not only us, but the entire continent overseas in a sport that you may not be completely familiar with as having a champion in the Eastern Cape. Charles Yonk, welcome. The All-Africa snooker champion, I believe.
Good afternoon, Roland. Thank you for having me. Yeah, All-Africa snooker champion. I still can't believe it. But
firstly, let's just talk about this for a second. I, having met you a few years ago, have watched your career sort of develop, and you're the most unassuming guy. You know what I mean? You don't make a big fuss of anything. You just get on with it and you get busy. And the next thing I hear, you're playing the regionals. And the next thing I hear, you're playing the sort of, you know, local, regional, national, and then suddenly you've dominated the entire continent in the snooker seniors.
Yes, Roland. About 2 years ago, I got back into the swing of, competing nationally in the snooker, and I won the 2022 South African snooker title and the doubles.
Yeah.
And then 2023, last year, I actually won the doubles again. I defended my title and the singles and the SA Classic, which... this year, I qualified to represent South Africa in the All-Africa Snooker Championships, and lo and behold, I won it. So
yeah, well done. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
We're used to hearing your name every now and then in the sport. It just pops up and they're like, Charles Yonk has won this title and won that title. So I just wanted to catch up. Firstly, where did it all start?
Roland, it started when I was 14 years old. My dad dragged me to the Dyers Sports Club, and I wasn't allowed to play. It was the old toppies, they turned to play. So
yeah, the grown-ups.
Yeah, that's it. And I'd take my chances and play a couple of shots here and there, and just progressed. Just got better and better, and until I was giving the old guys a start, and since there I just progressed to. Junior Springbok colours in 1997 and 98, and until 2005 when I got my full national colours.
How does it work? I mean, in terms of your, I've watched the guys play, and the pressure, it's quite specific. It's a specific kind of pressure. Yeah. It's almost like a golfing shot if you think about it. You know what I mean? It's like it's all on you in that moment. How do you keep that focus under those conditions?
Yeah, it's a lot of, I think, single-mindedness, a lot of routine before, practice before the time. And when you're at the table, I mean, it's all your pre-shot routines that you've done hundreds of times at the club. You just have to give full focus to, each shot. It can go wrong any minute.
So what you do, as I'm hearing you, there's a whole lot of preparation. This doesn't just happen. So this is years and years and years and years of work that's kind of added up. Now, the one thing I want to touch on today is, it's not, we think of certain sports as being sponsored and supported and professional. You can think of a soccer player being full-time in their soccer or whatever, but this is not on that level in this country. So, you have a career that you run as well.
Yeah, I work full time. I just recently
started. What sort of area?
I'm in logistics.
moving things around the board.
That's it. We move fuel around the board. I recently, started a new job at Crusade Logistics, and we service all the Astron garages in PE. I know you've done some events there, so I've seen you around. It's busy. It's full time. So my snooker time to practice gets less because I'm married. I've got. Beautiful wife, Tennille. Shout out to my wife if she's listening. And, I got two boys. So, family time is very important. I try to,
balance
it all out.
But that's what my point was. You've done all these things under the radar and you've funded it all yourself. So you've actually taken the job, instead of having the hobby that sort of gives you that and, you've kind of taken the job to support the hobby. Not really,
Yes.
So it's been a self-funding kind of thing. Now, going to the internationals, this is not a sport that is funded by government per se. There are contributions that get made and so on, or funded by, organizations, it's not like you have Eastern Province Rugby or Eastern Province Soccer or whatever that collects people like you or whatever. It really is a self-funding thing in your sport.
Correct. As far as government funding goes, it's not a lot for the national body.
It's a small
body.
Pie.
A small portion. So, to be honest, I'm the first South African in 30 years.
Yeah.
So I'm not only from South Africa, Eastern Cape, I'm from PE, born and raised. So yeah. The first South African to compete at the World Championships for 30 years. So it's a great honor. Not
When's
only for
this
me.
Gonna be?
It's next year, May. It'll be the first or the second week in May in Sheffield, UK.
All right.
England.
So you're busy raising funds for that as well.
Yeah.
I see your, I love your waistcoat. You're like a Formula One driver.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When companies sponsor you,
yes,
I can see
correct.
There's a few stickers, well, not stickers, but embroideries on there. So there are corporate opportunities, and you could be on the televised game with your Formula One style. A jacket on with logos on. It is possible.
It
there
is
are opportunities
possible.
Like that.
You know, the World Championship gets streamed to, you know, countries all over the world, millions of people watching. So there are opportunities if there's, you know, individuals, you know, on there listening, listeners to that want to get in touch with me.
How does someone follow you if they want to, you know, follow the progress and maybe even get in touch to support? Where do they connect with you?
Well, they can search for me on Facebook, Charles Yonk.
How do you spell
you know,
it?
Send me an inbox, Charl, and my surname is Jonck.
C-K.
C-K, yes.
Yonk so, as in Charles Yonk, ni Yongani. Not a young man.
No, I'm still a young man, I think, but yeah, like my dad says, I'll die young, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So just to recap for the folks who are listening now, All Africa Senior Snooker Champion, you're heading to where to
Sheffield,
represent all of
UK,
us?
Sheffield, UK, to represent not only South Africa, but Africa at the World Senior Snooker Championships 2025.
Well, on behalf of Algoa Country, we send all our best wishes with you. And we're following you on Charles Yonk on YouTube, Facebook, all of these things to watch the progress and hopefully get the support behind you to get you there.
Awesome. Thanks, Roland. Really appreciate the opportunity.
Thanks for being in the studio and keep moving those balls around and all those logistics too.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.